substantial abuse look like? On the glass ceiling, we discuss ways to destroy the invisible barriers, invisible obstacles that prevent women from achieving social, economic, cultural, and political equality in our society. And today, we're talking about financial abuse. In December, we covered financial sabotage, which is a type of financial abuse. Now, let's zoom out to discuss financial abuse in general. UNIFEM defines financial abuse of women like this: when the male abuser has complete control over the victim's money and other economic resources or activities. When the male abuser has complete control over the victim's money and other economic resources or activities. UNIFEM also defines financial abuse as when it involves behaviors that control a woman's ability to acquire, use, and maintain economic resources. In the home, it may involve withholding or restricting funds needed for necessities like, different things. In the home, it may also involve taking a woman's money, denying her independent access to money, excluding her from financial decision-making, and damaging her property. UNIFEM is the United Nations Development Fund for Women. So again, financial abuse is when the male abuser has complete control over the victim's money and other economic resources or activities. It also involves behaviors that control a woman's ability to acquire, use, and maintain economic resources. In the home, it may involve withholding or restricting funds needed for necessities, taking a woman's money or denying her independent access to money, excluding her from financial decision-making, and damaging her property. End quote. Plenty grammar day inside there, I think. Oh yeah, let's break it down. A man is abusing his wife financially if he is stopping her from making her own money, or if he is dictating to her how she must spend the money that she makes. If the man is the sole breadwinner and he refuses to give her money for necessities like food, healthcare, clothing, he's abusing her financially. So you know they beat her, you know they punch her. There's no domestic violence, but there's abuse going on. It's called financial abuse. If he gives her money for these things, so money for food, healthcare, clothing, but only in exchange for obedience and control, he's abusing her financially. But it doesn't end there. Here are some of the ways that financial abuse shows up in daily life. Have you ever seen a couple where the wife is not allowed to have a bank account? You don't see them before. If you want to send money to the woman, you got to send them to her husband's account. A lot of my friends will get domestic workers. Now, so their domestic workers, they behave. Domestic staff. Cleaner salary, they go pay cleaner husband. Nanny salary, they go pay nanny husband. So the woman doesn't have any control over the money that she is earning for herself from her sweat. That's also financial abuse. In some homes, the husband has final say over the wife's career. We've talked about this one a lot. Like last year, we talked about it a lot. In 2021, we talked about it a lot. It's also a form of financial abuse. Control of someone's career means that you control how they earn money. You control how much they earn. We've seen many husbands use this control to make sure that their wives don't make more money than them. And then, because they have more money than their wives, they dominate them at home. This is also financial abuse. These are just a few types of financial abuse. We'll talk about other types in other episodes. But for today, let's look at these ones first. What I want us to do is talk about whether you've witnessed any of these or experienced any of these. Do you think it's a common thing in our society? And if you think it's a common thing in our society, why is it so common in our society, in your opinion? Also, I understand that you may not see anything wrong with these things that I've described. And if you don't see anything wrong with these things I've described, tell me why. I won't fight you. I won't argue with you. I won't eat you raw. I just want to hear the real factors that many people think these things are not a problem. The real factors that make many men do these things in their marriages. Talk to me. 0700-993-993-993. That's for men. Women, call me on 01-465-7190. 01-465-7190. Men, 0700-993-993-993. We've got WhatsApp too. WhatsApp is 080-959-75805. Share your thoughts on Twitter at Nigeria Info FM. Share your thoughts on Facebook, Nigeria Info 99.3. Hello, thank you for calling us. Hello.
Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Sorry.
It's okay, welcome. What's your name, ma'am?
My name is Maureen.
Welcome, Maureen.
Yes. Yeah, the fundamental issue I say is that home upbringing is a factor.
Okay.
Some men are brought up in such a way that they look at women as being inferior.
Okay.
They look at women as people that are not supposed to have say.
Okay.
Maybe probably the family they grew up with from.
Okay.
Their mothers are not allowed to have a say in the home.
Okay.
Everything the man says is final. That is number one.
Mm.
And number two, most of our evil guys are not educated, or some men are not educated.
Mm.
Maybe, fortunately, one way or the other, they got married to women that are educated.
Mm.
They now look at themselves as being inferior.
Mm.
They don't want the woman to have a say. Understand? Let me suppress her.
Mm.
Let her not have finance of her own so that tomorrow she will leave in fear.
Mm.
Some men are afraid.
Mm.
Because if you have some women, if you allow them to have finance on their own, they can go wide. They may decide to leave you and leave to use their money and leave the country to help with the marriage since they're financially capable. So fear is another factor that is contributing to this, that men will not allow their wives to have their own financial stability. They will say, no, if the woman should have money, who knows her next agenda? That is my own contribution.
All right. Thank you very much for calling to share. So she went straight to why things like this are so common in the society. 99.3. Hello.
Hello, Sandra.
Good to have you on the show. What's your name, sir? Good afternoon.
Hello.
Hello. I can hear you. Good afternoon.
Yeah. My name is Femi.
Welcome, Femi.
Yeah. Financial abuse. For the right thing. But, where people are married and you have no, especially when men have no confidence in themselves, they do such a thing by abusing their wives financially. Me, in fact, I'm not interested in what goes into my or comes into my wife's pocket.
Okay.
I'm not interested. The moment I have the money, I do what I want to do. What I can do, what I should do in the house or my children.
Okay.
It will reach an extent before I can ask my wife to contribute. I have never asked her what is in your bank account.
Okay.
But some men, they have no confidence in themselves. Why should they have confidence in their wives? problem. That's the major thing.
Hmm.
It's not a fair thing. You understand?
Okay.
But before you go into marriage, I'm talking to women now because it's more common among men to abuse their wives financially.
Hmm.
Before you go into marriage, you have to thank the person you are, you know, you are marrying as a woman.
Hmm.
Because the future is there. You will have discovered what kind of attitude he has towards money before you go into such a marriage. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much for calling us, Femi. Okay, if you just tuned in, today on The Glass Ceiling, we're talking about financial abuse. And I've given you what it looks like. I've told you what it looks like, right? So I told you that a man abusing his wife financially is a man who is stopping her from making her own money, or he's dictating to her how she must spend the money that she's making. If the man is the sole breadwinner, so he's the only one that goes out to make money while the woman works at home, raising the children, taking care of the house, because it's working at home. You're not a housewife. You're working at home, raising children, making sure there's food ready, making sure the house is clean. All of that, it's a lot of hard work. It's the hard work that allows the man to go out and go and bring money for the family. Now, if the man is the sole breadwinner and he refuses to give his woman money for necessities like food, health care, clothing, he's abusing her financially. If he gives her money for these things, but only when she's obedient, or if he can control her, he's abusing her financially. If you have ever seen a couple where the wife is not allowed to have a bank account, that's a woman that is under financial abuse. Some women that you want to send them money, you want to send money to the woman, she will say, no, I don't have account. Let me give you my husband's account. You see this quite a bit. The woman doesn't have any control over the money that she's earning. So she's working somewhere, but where the salary is going is the husband's account. That's also financial abuse. In some houses, in some families, in some homes, the husband has control over the wife's career. And like I said when we started the show, that's something that we've talked about quite a bit. We've gone back and forth over it for so many weeks on this show. But it's also financial abuse. Because when you control someone's career, it means that you control how they earn money. It means that you control how much they earn. We've seen so many husbands use this control to make sure their wives don't make more money than them. And because they have more money than their wives, they dominate their wives at home. It's also financial abuse. So just some types of financial abuse. That's what I've taken the time to explain to you. Now I'm asking you if you have witnessed any of these, if you have experienced any of these. And why do you think these things are common in our society? And if you don't think it's wrong, tell me why you don't think it's wrong. Tell me why you think this is a perfectly normal thing. I'm not arguing with you today. I'm just listening. I'm not fighting with anybody today. I'm just listening. I want to hear the real factors that make a lot of men do these things in their marriages. What are the reasons why? WhatsApp is 080-959-75805. Facebook, Nigeria Info 99.3. Give us a call if you're a woman on 01-465-7190. If you want to share your experience anonymously, please go ahead. 01-465-7190. Men, call us on 0700-993-993-993. Hello. Good afternoon.
Hello.
How are you doing? What's your name, sir?
Good afternoon. My name is Elijah.
Welcome, Elijah.
Yeah. So, straight to the topic. One of the reasons why men would not grant their wives financial autonomy is basically to keep the woman dependent on themselves.
Okay.
So, not granting their financial autonomy will make the woman more dependent on them. Because most men are not leaders, they are rulers. And leadership has to do with influence. So, because most men do not even have the charisma to lead their wives, so they then tend to manipulate the woman by using the financial power to control her. Yeah, so that's what happens at the, even at the national level, whereby the executive arm of government will fail to grant the judiciary financial autonomy.
Mm-hmm.
That's what's going to make the state government to refuse to grant the local government financial autonomy so that it can use as an instrument of manipulation. So thank you very much.
Thank you very much for calling. What a way. What a way to put it. What a way to put it. What a way to tie it to national development. 99.3, hello. Thank you for calling us. What's your name? Hello.
Hello. Good day.
Good day. What's your name?
Good evening.
Good evening.
All right. Straight to the point.
What's your name?
Now, this stuff might be subjective, actually. You know, I know of a family, a friend of mine. He didn't tell his wife to give him his salary. The wife just decided to be sending to his account.
Okay.
And it works for them, you know. I cannot do that. It cannot work for me. I cannot do that. I don't do that. It cannot work for me. So, just like the previous caller said, most men will not want women to be, because if you see, most time when a woman is the head of the family financially, so many things start to go wrong somehow. Men are built all over the world, not just Africa or Nigeria, all over the world, to be the provider without ego stuff. And when the man is not providing, even if the woman is not doing anything wrong, he feels the woman is doing something wrong. So men automatically want to earn more than the woman. Personally, my wife do her own work. She has, in fact, I opened a big shop for her to do her stuff. I don't know how much is in her account. I do my own part, take care of my own finances, take care of my family, take care of her. I don't know how much is in her account. So everything is subjective. It can work for a family. It doesn't mean like it can work for everybody. So that's just my take on that.
Thank you very much for calling. Please don't call our number for women again. 99.3, hello.
Hello. Thanks. Good evening.
Good evening. What's your name, ma'am?
Yeah. This is
welcome. Go ahead. Oh, that's unfortunate. Call us back if you can. 99.3, hello. Give us a call back if you can. Hi, good evening. Hello.
Hello.
Good to have you on the show. Good evening.
How are you? Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. What's your name, sir?
My name is Graham, calling from Lekki.
Welcome, Graham.
One of the reasons why you see people having all these challenges with their wife is because they don't have the fear of God in them. Because if they fear God, you won't deprive their wife of financial freedom. That is why we have been saying, before you get married, go for marriage counsel. Go and see your pastor. Don't just rush into marriage, because you cannot rush in and rush out. You must be very careful. You must be prayerful. You must pray before you get into marriage. When you rush into marriage, you are bound to have challenges like this one we are just discussing now. Do you understand?
Okay.
So you must pray that this man that I want to marry, this woman that I want to marry, must be a godly woman. A woman that fears God. A man that fears God. Because the Bible says the fear of God is the beginning of wisdom.
Okay. All right. Thanks for calling. Hamid Kuti says, it's not a common thing here in Nigeria, but if it happens in some areas, it's total rubbish. Whatever money my wife is making is hers. Women are not slaves. I don't actually agree that the money your wife is making is hers. The money she's making is for the family, you know, but that's for a different day. I think that if a woman is making money and a man is making money, they should both be contributing to the family. Everybody's taking care of everybody's needs, taking care of family's needs as a union. The same way we're saying that if a woman and man are both going out of the house to work, both of them should be working in the home to take care of the children. So you feed the children, you bathe the children, you help them with homework, you do house chores at home, you cook together, or you share the cooking. Someone cooks in the morning, someone cooks at night. You know, so the same way that, you know, we expect men to step up there, we also expect women to step up with financially taking care of the family. So that's a different conversation entirely. Very different from the conversation we're having today. And I also don't know that it's subjective. Like one of the callers said earlier on about a woman who's giving all of her money to her husband, you know, because again, what we're talking about here is when the man makes it happen, when the man mandates it to happen, we're not talking about what happens willingly, because you have some men who all their salary, as soon as it comes in, they hand everything over to their wives because their wife is the better money manager, you know. Same way, I'm guessing that some women also bring all their money and give to their husbands. If it is completely consensual, if it's how they've planned it, and there's no, oh, you must give me your money as it comes in, as soon as your salary comes, you must give it to me. Must is the underlying word there. When you have must there, it doesn't become subjective anymore. Let's see this comment here on WhatsApp from, you didn't leave your name, but you say, do you know a man can also suffer financial abuse from a woman? Yes, but today we're talking about women who suffer it from men. Okay, 0700-993-993-993. Women, call us on 01-465-7190. Hello, thanks for calling us. Hello.
Hello, good afternoon, Sandra.
Good afternoon, sir. What's your name?
Okay, my name is Jude. I'm a first-time caller.
I'm glad you're here. Welcome.
Yeah, thank you. I've been listening to your show for the past 3.5 years now. I've not been able to get across, but I'm happy today I got you through.
I'm happy you were here today. Go ahead.
At least it's a New Year gift for me.
Yes, it is.
Okay. Based on the program that is going on, and I think, yes, you are right. Some men actually do abuse their wives, but I also think it starts from the day one. It depends on how the man and the woman actually started it first.
Okay.
I wouldn't be a party to a man trying to abuse the wife financially.
Okay.
Because it's not good, and morally it is also very bad.
Okay.
I believe that every woman should be independent of their husband.
Okay.
Yeah. So the Bible tells her that she's a partner. So whatever she's making, she can also use it to augment for the family or herself. Okay. So she mustn't be a slave to you in terms of her finance.
Okay.
So that is the way I see it. But at the same time,
mm-hmm.
you know, some women are difficult anyway. So, and I think based on that, some mm-hmm. men might actually want to if this woman becomes richer than me,
mm.
I wonder what she will be doing or the way I will be treated.
Okay. All right. Unfortunately, I have to take a break. But Jude, if you can call me back, I'll appreciate it. Let's take this break. It's 3 minutes long. We'll be right back.
My people are hello. Now, better levels are coming. Land on Adomati Gosa. Vlog Festival of Joy promo.
This one, the Helen Price Galore. Protect make life soft from glow.
Stage your web break at the price.
And
today, our very first glass ceiling of 2023, we're talking about financial abuse. We talked about financial sabotage for weeks in December. Financial sabotage is a type of financial abuse. I recommend that you listen to the podcasts of those conversations available on our website, nigeriainfo.fm. You will learn so much, honestly. But today we're looking at financial abuse in general, you know? The United Nations Development Fund for Women defines financial abuse as when the male abuser has complete control over the victim's money and other economic resources or activities. It is also a behavior that controls a woman's ability to acquire, use, and maintain economic resources. In the home, it may involve withholding or restricting funds needed for necessities. Taking a woman's money or denying her independent access to money, excluding her from financial decision-making and damaging her property. That's how they define it. And before the break, we broke that down. I gave you examples of what it looks like, because that's what we're asking today, right? What does financial abuse look like? And I told you a man is abusing his wife financially if he is stopping her from making her own money, or if he is dictating to her how she must spend the money that she makes. If the man is the sole breadwinner and he refuses to give her money for necessities like food and healthcare and clothing, he's abusing her financially. If he gives her money for food, clothing, healthcare, but only when she's obedient, only when he's controlling her, he's abusing her financially. If they are a couple where the wife is not allowed to have her own bank account, that's financial abuse. The woman doesn't have any control over the money that she's earning. Sometimes she's working somewhere. She's working as a cleaner. She's working as a nanny. She's working as a saleswoman. She's working as a banker. She's working as a pastor. She's working as a radio presenter. She's earning money. But the money is going to her husband's bank account. That's also financial abuse. Now, I said she is not allowed. I didn't say those that have looked at their own lives and they've planned it out and they've decided, okay, here's what we're going to do. All the money I make, I'll send it to you because you're the better investor, better planner, all the money. You know, I'm not talking about those ones. I'm talking about she has to do it. That's financial abuse. You also have houses where the husband has the final say over the wife's career. Oh, you can't make more money. You can't collect this promotion. You can't travel for this work. Control over someone's career means that you control how they earn money, how much they earn. That's also financial abuse. And these are just some types of financial abuse. And I'm asking you, if you've witnessed this, if you've experienced this, why it is so common in our society, and if you don't see anything wrong with it, tell me why you don't think there's anything wrong with it. I'm not fighting anyone, like I've been saying since we started the show. I'm not arguing with anyone. I just want to hear the real factors that make a lot of men do these things with their wives. 0700-993-993-993. That's for men. Men, call us on 0700-993-993-993. Women, call us on 01-465-7190. Share your thoughts via WhatsApp. WhatsApp is 080-959-75805. 99.3. Hello.
Hello.
Thanks for calling.
Yeah, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. What's your name, sir?
My name is Daniel Ndibisi.
Welcome, Daniel Ndibisi.
Yeah, calling from Ajegunle.
Good to have you on the show. Go ahead.
Okay, my contribution, what I observe, not maybe I will not say what I've maybe experienced, to my own observation, most people, most ladies who suffer that are those ladies who put it in their mind that they want to marry a man that has wealth, that has money, without maybe telling the man, maybe if I married you, will I be coming to your shop or will I be doing business? Most people, you see that the man will say, don't do this. It's those ones that have made to be a housewife. They will be giving them a lot of money, even though when the person decides to work, the man cannot control him. But if somebody made up his mind, because if you look even from the scripture, the reason why God gave Adam wife to support the man's vision. So if a lady wants to marry with the intention that she's going to marry, so she have a vision. But many of the ladies will just relax, having that mind that they want to marry someone that is rich. So if you marry a rich man, maybe the majority of them will suppress the person. That's my contribution. That's what I observe.
Okay. All right. Our friend says he observes that rich men oppress their wives. Okay. 99.3. Hello.
Hello, Sandra.
Good to have you on the show.
Good evening.
Good evening. What's your name, sir?
I'm Victor calling.
Welcome, Victor.
I want to share experience for you where Okane Dubi put one woman on A for Wasobi Adie.
Okay.
That woman, she be live with the husband for River State. He married with the husband last year. Then they came to Pekin. So the woman, now clarity, where he didn't get work. So his wife, he said that his husband, he opened shop for him. The day where she be with the husband is the one where she be old key of the key for the shop.
Mm.
The day where she be with them before he could open door for them.
Mm.
Before the woman come tire, he come pack out, he come for Lagos.
Mm. Yeah. Mm.
She come care work.
Mm.
The thing where she bring the matter where the woman become need help.
Mm.
The new woman where the man be married.
Mm.
She wants to come, the man wants to come and take the two pigeon where the other woman she be get with them.
Mm.
She wants to go and carry that pigeon, go and keep the new woman.
Mm.
So the woman she no agree.
Mm-hmm.
From there she come send message for Wasobia. Okanedu bring the woman on air. She need help for people.
Mm.
So the Nigerian man, I don't know. So that is it.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right, Victor. Okay. 99.3. Hello. Hello.
Hello, good evening.
Good evening. What's your name, sir?
My name is Theophilus from Ajegunle.
Welcome, Theophilus.
So, one of the reasons why financial abuse is possible is because some women are so, so difficult.
Okay.
Most of them, they're making money and they do not contribute in any financial or any domestic expenses.
Okay.
So, and most men, when they see women like that, they put every measure possible to ensure that they control how she makes money.
Okay.
So, I think this is one of the reasons.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much for calling to share it, Theophilus. We've got Dafe on Twitter who says, my wife earns more than me in some months, and it is good for her and our family. Every month while preparing our budget, I contribute more than 70% of the expenses. I try to provide for the family independently. My wife is a better manager of finance than me. We are partners. My money and my wife's money is our family's. Dafe, that's how it should be. Thank you very much for sharing that story with me. We've got this message here from Simply Goodness, Uniport. Simply Goodness says, sometimes women bring this financial abuse upon themselves. You see a situation where a woman uses the money meant for the house management for personal care. Simply Goodness, thanks for your message. See, Auntie Sandra, if my wife is shouldering the family responsibilities that she's supposed to do, she's not going to suffer financial abuse or whatsoever. But if she's not, I will ask her how she's spending her money, because the problem starts from my money is my money, your money is our money. Except you're a wicked man, that your wife will assist you in running the family and you still end up suffering her, whether financial or the other way. Okay. Thank you for your message. We've got Steven who says, for most men, growing up in a supposedly patriarchal society, unfortunately, it allows them to think that women are slaves. No, I think both the man and the woman should contribute to the growth and success of the family. A man should not think of himself a financial god while in a relationship. He should work with his wife, girlfriend, to ensure shared responsibility. Thank you and God bless you for your good work. Stephen from Olodia Papa, thank you for your message. Hamed Kuti from Oworoshonki says, what I mean by the money my wife makes is hers is that my wife is a free woman. I wouldn't force her to spend money on the family, but she spends it on the family willingly. Okay. Ebere from New Site Estate Satellite Town says, this financial abuse topic is very good. I want to tell you that some women in most cases engender the abuse. For instance, when some professionally trained women like lawyers and nurses, to mention a few, decide to lazily abide by the husband's order of don't practice, you hear them proudly say, my husband doesn't want me to practice. In this situation, she's given the man the leverage to abuse her financially. However, where a professionally trained woman insists in working for her money, it will be difficult for a husband in this instance to abuse such a woman financially. Hey, Ebere, with that message. Okay, do you agree with him? Or her? I don't know if Ebere is a man or a woman, but thank you for your message. Susan says, some men still mandate their wives to drop all their earnings for family use. I know a family whom the husband is dependent on the wife's income. It's heart-aching and unpleasant to the ear. I term it laziness and irresponsibility. Well, it depends. Is the man working from home? So a woman can be the sole breadwinner. There's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with a woman being the sole breadwinner. But is the man taking care of the home in the way that a woman would if the man were the sole breadwinner. It only is a problem when the man is not bringing money, so they are not shared breadwinners of the family. He's also not working from home and taking care of the kids and taking care of the house while the woman is making money. Then it's a problem. Here's a message from Chris in Accra. Chris says, since my marriage in 2004, we made a conscious effort for my wife to do her own business because she left bank work when we had our first child. Since then, it's still been a conscious effort to make her earn her own money. She's in Nigeria now. I only visit her stores just to check up and know what's going on. My daughter is her account officer. I hear them talk about this amount, that amount, pay here, send to this person. You don't concern me. I make my own money. I foot all the major family expense. All I know is make food, no day house. If you like, earn millions, I know send. Chris, with that message. All right. Thank you for your message. Here are more messages here. Gabriel says, some men abuse women financially as a result of the way that the two cooperate in their marriage. Because if the woman had submitted herself to the man, I don't think there's a way she can be abused by the man. But let's remember that there are some men that are highly and badly abused by their wives. That one is even most painful to see. I have seen one. Gabriel, we're talking about women who are enduring financial abuse today. We know that there are men who suffer abuse, but today we're talking about women. And you're saying that the reason that this happens is because women are not submissive to their husbands. Okay. We've got a message here from Olatunde Olayinka, who says, it's quite unfortunate for a man to give a mandate on his fellow human being. However, this can only happen if the woman in question chooses not to add any value to the family. Every woman must understand that if a man can give you everything, he can as well take everything from her. Olatunde Olayinka with that message on WhatsApp. Fred on WhatsApp says, financial abuse by men is because many women don't discuss the terms and conditions of their finances before they marry. Some women are already love bombed, where the man provides all material things for her to brainwash her to feel he's the total provider. So women must discuss with their partners when things go bad, this is how we manage finances, before they seal it in the marriage. Okay. All right, Fred. Thank you for your message. Where are the women? I was hoping I would hear from a lot of women today, but I'm hearing from a lot of men on this subject. We've got a message here from Enoch in Lekki. Enoch says, some women need to be abused financially, Sandra. Meanwhile, some women don't. Imagine your woman who is working, taking all the money to her side boyfriend. Last year, one of my guys was dating this woman, and the woman was the one taking care of this guy. She collected the money from her husband to come and buy clothes, foodstuffs, etc. So such a woman, what would you do when you come to notice this? The guy was telling me all that was happening between them. Enoch from Lekki. Okay. Thank you for your message. Like I said, today I'm not arguing with anyone. I'm not debating anyone. I'm not quarreling with anyone. I'm just hearing your thoughts. We've got a mayor from Bagada who says, this topic hot, oh. First, before marriage, you must set your priority right. It is only an irresponsible man that does that. A man should take full responsibility of the home. If your wife makes more money or not, most men believe if their wife is richer, that they will be proud. Men, be wise. Okay. All right. Again, I don't think men should be solely responsible for the household expenses or the household finances. I think we need to die that narrative, that belief. We need to throw that belief away. I don't think so, but that's not the topic up for debate today. Ken from Surulere says, the idea of a husband and wife spending at home, it is good to have a common purse so as to avoid clashes. At the end, both will agree on the amount to withdraw for a purpose. A woman stole her husband's ATM card and withdrew 600,000 naira without the man's knowledge. How do we explain this? Ken from Surulere. Ken, we're talking about A, you're talking about Z. There's no relationship between what you're talking about and what we're talking about. But thanks for sending us a message on WhatsApp. 99.3, hello. Sorry about that. Give us a call back if you can. 0700-993-993-993. Don't forget, by the way, on Friday at 4 o'clock, we will have a draw right here on your number one station for talk. For I Beg to Differ. I told you I Beg to Differ returns in March, right? So at 4 o'clock on Friday, the draw for the I Beg to Differ Tournament of Champions will happen on Hard Facts. So we have our first 11. I will announce the 12th debater on Friday. Then we'll have the draw to place them in groups for the group stage. Tournament of Champions returns in March, and it's brought to you by Paystack. 99.3, hello.
Hello, good afternoon, Sandra.
Good afternoon, sir. What's your name?
Oh, yeah, why Goziegi?
Goziegi.
Happy New Year, my sister.
Happy New Year. What's your name, sir?
My name is Igwe Victor.
Welcome, Igwe Victor. Ah, long time.
It's been a century. I've been busy after I recuperated from the sickness.
Oh, I'm sorry, but I'm glad you're well now.
I'm very, very fine.
Thank God.
So, I think the reason why women most times suffer
financial abuse
mm-hmm. in marriage is because mm-hmm. some of them are very conservative. They are very stingy to the point that when you bring in the idea of my money is my money and his money is our money, mm-hmm. you begin to see the man as looking at himself as the sole person who has all it takes to bear the brunt of the hardship of the society.
Hmm.
And most of the times you see men who see their wives being extravagant. Like if I see my wife as being extravagant in the sense that maybe I come home, I come home after business, I count money in her presence, and the next thing she remembers is, honey, you know that my shoe is old, that blouse I saw the other day, I like to buy it. You begin to feel that the man, no matter how good he is, he will remember that this woman is not bringing anything to the table in as much as she is also making money. Why must it be now that she sees me counting money that she remembers all that has to be done? In that instance, the woman might not be prudent enough in a space. Like the ones you give money either to go and get food stuff, only for them to split it into two, buy clothes, buy shoes, and come back and still complain that the money you gave to them wasn't enough to buy the foodstuffs you gave to them. So that will make some men who are prudent like we to begin to think otherwise. It's not as if I abuse my wife financially. She is also an active player in family provisions. When I was sick, she took a loan from where she works, though she doesn't earn much. Up to today, she pays the loan she took from her working place. So what I decided to do is, I thank God that after the whole story of stroke and surgery and all that, I came back to become a very better person. Even financially, I became better than I was. So all I'm doing is, the moment she goes to work, I give her money for her feeding, her transportation. When she goes, she do everything. In fact, it gives men joy that you are in full control of responsibility of being a man, no matter what it takes. But it helps when you only know that your wife is not bringing anything to the table, and that is what brings the abuse. Thank you so much, Sandra.
Thank you, Igwe Victor, for calling. Okay, all right. I'm hearing all the reasons. These reasons are helping me because next week I'll now start picking all the reasons, you know, picking them apart one by one, and we'll talk about them next week, Wednesday. 99.3, hello.
Hi, good evening.
Good evening. What's your name, ma'am?
My name is Janet. I've just been laughing or smiling as I'm driving home and as I listen to what the men say.
Okay.
Yeah?
Okay.
Men will give you countless reasons why they abuse their wife. If you're not kind, you're not kind.
Okay.
So it's not a function of the men not being kind to the women in their lives. Because there are women that contribute as just as much as the men, but even more than the men. But the men, because it's just about their ego. They feel, okay, the other time you talked about a woman that had to do business, and they were telling her your husband would just decide you wouldn't go out that day to do that business. Is she not bringing the money home? Is she not contributing? So women contribute, they bring money home, but the men just decide, see, I don't want you to do well. But if a man is not kind, he's not kind. If he doesn't want you to succeed, there's nothing. And when they know you would take it, they dish it out. once they know that you are sexy, they give it to you. So it's about the women to say, think you are sexy. As much leverage as you give them, as much leverage as you allow, you will receive. You will definitely receive it. So it's not about whether she's contributing, she's not contributing, she's not prudent. It's not that. It's really about that. It's about that man not being kind to the human being he's supposed to be doing lightly.
That's
my question.
Thank you so much for calling to contribute. 99.3, hello. Sorry about that. Give us a call back if you can. Women, call us on 01465-7190. Good evening.
Hello, good evening. This is Gabriella Godwin.
Gabriella, welcome.
The issue is that most men don't want their wives to work. They still want to, that if they feel like their wives are working, they will not be submissive.
Okay.
They want to dictate for you how you will spend your money. If I don't even make money at all, whom to relate with. Most men are just dictated in nature.
Okay.
They are not good leaders. They don't know how to direct. When you're happy, they're angry. So some of them they feel inferior. I don't even know how to explain it. Most men don't want their wives to end. That's just it, especially evil men. Thank you.
Okay. 99.3, hello.
Hello.
Thanks for calling. What's your name?
Sola Iwaju.
Welcome. You've got 1 minute.
Ma, the thing is, what the other woman said just now is just the truth.
Okay.
Most men, no matter what you do, no matter how you are working, what you are doing to contribute and so on, that ego, you know, bitterness, anger, the habit. So it's not all about I'm working, I'm not contributing, and so on. Most men are wicked. No matter what you do, no matter what you do to them or anything, they will never appreciate it. If they want to abuse you, they will abuse you. If they want to unleash their anger on you, they will unleash it. The best advice now I will give to every woman is good to be hardworking. Be financially okay. Don't allow any man to put you under bondage or the gate. Don't do this, do this. The best thing you can do for yourself is to be equipped. Equip yourself as a woman. Because you don't know tomorrow.
All right. Let's leave it at that. We have to take a break. I know. But next Wednesday, we'll come back to this.